Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 4, 2023. Code of Kabbalistic Sources. In the verse, "In the beginning God created," God, too, elicited 13 words to surround the assembly of Israel and to keep her, the heaven, and the earth, was empty and chaotic, and the darkness over the face of the abyss, and the Spirit. Introduction to the Book of Zohar. The Rose. Comment: at first glance, these sentences seem completely unrelated. My response: the fact is that when you read the Torah, you begin to understand that all the relations between us and the Creator are summarized and encrypted in it in a short form. Basically, the Torah only talks about this. Question: what does it mean the Creator created the heaven and the earth? Answer: heaven is the upper attitude, the quality of rachamim, that is, the quality of mercy to each other. Earth, on the contrary, is a quality of hardness. This way, being between two forces, positive and negative, that operate within us, we can use them to move ahead toward adhesion with the Creator. From CabTV's Introduction to the Book of Zohar, June 4, 2023. What are we being punished for? In our time, the countries are all linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life, as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world, for the benefit or harm of each and every person in the world depends and is measured by the benefit of all the individuals the world over. Baal HaSulam, peace in the world. Question: today everyone understands universal interdependence and tries to move away from it with all their might. For example, America wants to get free from China, but China produces 80% of solar panels and batteries for electric vehicles. Everyone wants to get free from Taiwan, but 80% of computer chips are made in Taiwan. And yet everyone wants to get free, get free. What is the future of this global world? Baal HaSulam saw that it was already tied up. Answer: nobody will be able to get away from it. They just talk, but they really can't. Question: will they not break free? So are these chains, or is it everyone's wish after all? Answer: of course. The desire to be independent is great in each of us and in every nation and in every part of the world. But there is no getting away from it. Question: and if a person thinks that I have my vegetable garden, there is my production, I make both tires and cars? Answer: no, we went through this 500 years ago. And now it's impossible. Question: so do you think that the globalization of the world and this global tie is inevitable? Answer: it is inevitable, and even more so every year. Question: what should it be? Forcing humanity into understanding? Answer: yes. But how? When you see that you are completely dependent on your neighbor, then you stop fighting with him. Question: so do we have to come to the consciousness that, after all our breakups and divorces, I am completely dependent on my neighbor? Answer: of course. That's how it goes. Comment: but I don't see this, and neither do you. My response: all this should be determined by the measure of suffering. Suffering is the foundation. Comment: meaning it turns out that I have to suffer almost to the limit. I have to ruin everything around. My response: this will be closer to final correction. Question: couldn't I fix all the threads with my neighbors in advance, which I would not be able to break later? Before we suffered, by some wisdom. Answer: what wisdom? This is stupidity. I'm sorry. Question: the fact that I can fix all the threads with my neighbors in advance, which I would not be able to break later. Or that will I tear them up later anyway? Answer: we can't escape. Question: Then what needs to happen for me to understand that I am really in a complete bundle and do not want to leave it? I want to live like this. Answer: awareness of the complete dependence of everyone on everything. Question: how does it come? Answer: through problems, through pain, through suffering, through illnesses, in which I reveal how tied we are. Comment: scientists say that we are really tied up. Biologists say that. My response: but you have to experience it on your own skin. That's the problem. This is how it turns out in the family, on with relatives, and so on. That's when you feel it, and it goes all over you, like a rake on a naked body. Then I am ready to renounce it. These rakes will help me realize my evil. And there really are a lot of questions. Big deal, these rakes. Why should I reveal all in this way? Am I really such an idiot? Am I really that limited? Am I really that stupid? Am I being punished as a child, like at school or at home? Can't you be a little smarter? No, you can't. Question: so this experience must pass through me? Answer: yes. Comment: someone drove this rake over me, didn't they? I will never forget the pain that he caused me. My response: you will be eternally grateful to him. Question: do you understand what humanity is like today? As I am today, it's not that I can't watch, but I just hate it. How can I turn this hatred into gratitude? Answer: revelation of the great degree to which you are rising thanks to these rakes. And there is huge love for the Creator, who has provided for all this in advance and prepared it for us. Question: the further we go, the scarier it turns out. I am grateful to him, whom I hate. I am grateful to the Creator who spun it all. And to what degree must I climb to really be grateful? Answer: this is the revelation of evil. The recognition of evil is that it is not evil, but absolute good. Question: which led me to what as a result? Answer: to love. You kiss the rake. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, June 1, 2023. Red and white. Just as a rose among the thorns is tinged with red and white, the assembly of Israel contains Din, judgment, and Rachamim, mercy. Introduction of the Book of Zohar, the rose. Judgment, the quality of rigidity in our relationship, is red. But when we remove the judgment in our relationship and treat each other only through friendship, love, and kindness, this is white. That is, a Kabbalist feels bestowal and love in the form of white light, and the rigid relationship between us in the form of red. Judgment and mercy are two qualities of a person, according to which we invite upon ourselves the same two qualities from the Creator. As we treat each other, so does the Creator treat us. From CabTV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, June 4, 2023. The way to heaven is through hell. Question: a samurai came to a sage and asked him if there really is hell and heaven. Who are you? The sage asked. A samurai. The warrior answered. You're lying, said the sage, you have the face of a beggar. The samurai drew his sword. The sage said, that is how the doors of hell open. The samurai understood and, bowing, hid the sword. And that is how the doors of heaven open, said the sage. Is it possible not to pull out the sword for any insult? Meaning, not to go through hell before heaven? Answer, it is very difficult. I think it is almost impossible. Comment, so, the road to heaven is paved through the hell that you are passing through. This is serious. My response, what can you do? This is how we were created. This is our incomparable egoism. Question, in principle, it does not forgive anyone, it must immediately answer? Answer, yes. The first thought is to draw a sword because that is who we are. There is no getting away from it. There is no way we can turn ourselves around so that we are guided by the good sense, I created evil. It is like the words of the Creator. And he created the Torah to correct it. But it is evil to start with. Question: why was evil created in the beginning? Answer: in order for a person to realize his nature from edge to edge. From evil to good, both manifestations fully, and then lean toward the good. Then indeed they will be guided by good over evil. But one cannot exist without the other. Question: so, one way or another we go through hell to heaven, right? Answer: certainly. Question: then what is the wisdom of man? We say, man is wise. Answer: it is to see in advance, without going through hell at every step, that you need to act differently. But this comes from very big trials and experience. Question: so, does the experience of constant hell lead to the fact that a person becomes wiser? Answer: of course, like that Japanese sage. Comment: you often say that a person can concede. You even used the words submission, annulment, and annulment of oneself. My response: these are all very difficult states that you still must go through hell. I do not believe that a person can overcome himself in advance without having a lot of experience. It is impossible. Question: you are now talking about rising above your egoism. What is it to rise above egoism? Answer: that means to feel egoism in all its possible manifestations in life, even in nature, and to rise above it all the time. To bow your head, that is, to reduce your egoism, reduce, minimize, suppress. Question: if you constantly do the exercise of suppressing your egoism, annulling yourself, will it help? Answer: I do not think this exercise is even possible. This is philosophy. It is possible only if it is gradually exercised in a suitable society. There should be an environment where everyone wants it. They cannot do it, but they want to. Question: do they have a feeling that they cannot accomplish it? There must be an awareness of evil. And then they all together, in front of each other, together can, helping each other, get out of this fetid pit. Answer: certainly. There must be a revelation of evil. And then they all together, before each other, they can help each other, and get out of this fetid pit. Question: who is responsible for the way out of there? Us. Answer: yes, us. We have to ask, beg, think, speak, and show examples to each other, and thus act. Everyone who has more egoism, of course, becomes higher. In general, this is the work. Question: if this work is done in the society of those who want to get out of egoism, does it help others? Answer: it helps others, not even only by example. It does not even matter if they see it or not, because it is a force of nature, and it is thus added to the general equation of nature and outweighs egoism first, and then altruism. Question: are you saying that if this group manages to rise, it will begin to lift everyone after it? Answer: yes. We must act. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 29, 2023. Another reality. Question: recently, several films have been released about the perception of reality, which seem very close to Kabbalah. People realize that there is another reality, but no one can describe it, they can only fantasize and speculate about it. What is the use of their fantasies if a person does not really see it? Answer: a person is like a child who plays all the time in order to become an adult. When he aspires to this, he makes great efforts and therefore becomes an adult. At the same time, he invites certain influences upon himself from the degree to which he aspires, from that reality that he does not have in him. But if it exists, he comes closer to it in this way. This is the law of nature. Even plants have an inner desire to grow, and therefore they get big. Comment: but besides Kabbalists, no one else particularly describes another reality, mostly only those who take hallucinogenic drugs. Moreover, they describe it clearly and precisely, as a single mechanism, and very close to how it is described in Kabbalah. They probably do it due to some other reactions. My response: no, they cannot get to the spiritual level. They describe some internal fluctuations that occur in them under the influence of psychotropic substances. But this is not a transition from our reality into another reality. It cannot be done with any drugs. After all, besides the fact that you must suppress your egoism, you must correctly use your egoistic desire in the opposite direction, for exiting yourself. They do not have that. I do not have a shadow of a doubt that they do not see anything. They can describe some of their inner experiences because chemical reactions work in the brain. You can say, but chemical reactions work for you too. Certainly. I have them as well. But I tune them with my desire, rise above them, and feel the spiritual world not in my animalistic body. Let us say I am in a spiritual reality. You can come up to me, shoot me in the head, and my body will die, but I will still remain in the spiritual reality because desire for my own sake depicts our world for me, desire for bestowal depicts the upper world for me, and thus I feel this upper world without any connection with my body. But they do not have that. They do not control their desire. Therefore, their description is completely unrelated to spirituality. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Unreal Reality, June 27, 2011. Like billiard balls. Question: is the mingling in spirituality like it happens now with people changing families? Answer: there is no mingling. In our world, these are ordinary animal passions. Firstly, people simply have egoistic needs at a higher level and cannot satisfy them in any way, therefore, they calm themselves at the animate level. Secondly, there is no feeling of the other person at the corporeal level. It does not matter to people with whom and how. They are not interested in complementing each other morally or spiritually, and they collide and scatter like billiard balls. It is not like that in spirituality. There, the male and female parts exist in the same soul without separating from each other. Question: are there claims to each other, that is, jealousy among the parts of the common organism? Answer: no, they act in agreement with each other. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Promiscuous Sex, May 14, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what are we made of? Creation consists of two forces, bestowal and reception, plus and minus. These two forces exist in every person. By connecting the adducting and rejecting forces between us, we discover them more powerfully and clearly, and we can then use them and incorporate in them. The force of bestowal underwent a process of shattering within us. Why? It is so that we would piece it back together and reach the perception and sensation of that very force. In the process, we play out our connection to each other similar to how children play with Lego. Whatever we discover without the inner connection between us is called this world, that is, the world we perceive and sense through our five senses, and which we process in our minds. That is how we perceive reality when we view ourselves detached from the force of bestowal and from each other. When we start connecting to each other and to the force of bestowal as we had once existed before we shattered into our detached perceptions of reality, then the various views will incorporate and connect with one another. We will then start discovering their integrality, a single and whole system with no division into galaxies, stars, planets, vegetation, animals and people, one system with a single force guiding it. When we reveal this system in its entirety, we will then start feeling the thought that fills the world, reality, the universe and all the worlds. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, that thought is called the thought of creation. Based on the video What Are We Made Of? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.